we just got the pearl, the mussel shells up, then what do you do with them?
The thing you do, you cook them. You have a rack that'll hold, we'll say, 500 pounds. Well, you just put about that much water in the bottom of your vat, fill it up with shell, and then take something like an old rug, blanket, anything that'll hold steam in, and you start boiling them. You put them in there like this, and when they're finished, after you cook them, they're fastened here and here, butt and the tip of the shell. And it's a round mussel, something like that big round, and it's strong. I've had the tip of my finger reach down, catch a big old washboard, you know, he'd be open, he'd close on the tip of my finger, just mash pretty hard now. And that's the way you get them out. Then you scoop this up, and like that, when I was doing that and cooking them myself, I'd save the mussels for fish bait. I'd put them in a wooden barrel. At that time, we had apple barrels. Put them in one of them, and you could buy cheese scraps everywhere. I'd salt these just a little bit, and put about that much cheese scraps on top of the metal, the mussel down here, another layer of mussel meat, about that thick, and about that much cheese scraps, and they would drain and melt through.
About a foot of mussel meat, and then what, about 3 inches of...
3 or 4 inches of cheese scrap, and you had some catfish bait for baskets.
I'd heard they fed mussel meat to the hogs, is that true?
That's true.
Did you ever eat mussel meat?
No.
No? Why?
I smelled them cooking.
How was the smell?
Well, it was just sickening. Wasn't nothing like you wanted to smell, that was all. And you cut one of them open, and they're full of old green whatever there is in the mussel, you know, whatever they've been feeding on. What's all in there? Oh, no, I don't want no mussel.